Today's Thursday, November 8th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 130. Matt Scott is joined by Julie Jacobson and Giles Sutton talking about the rising Resi-mercial trend. Giles Sutton starts off talking about how the reward outweighs the challenge when integrating residential designs into commercial spaces.
I think it is not without its challenges. I mean, I think the commercial world is very different to the Resi world. I'm thinking from my experience being an integrator in the center of London, we were surrounded by commercial office spaces, boardrooms. The way of working in commercial is a bit different. A lot of the time you're working through the contractor. You're not necessarily working direct with client. That requires a whole different way of doing business. So I think it's definitely not without its challenges, but I think there's a huge opportunity there because of the nature of the designers that are available. When you come to these projects and you're able to propose solutions that are actually really going to enhance the spaces, I mean, designers are like, whoa, you know, we're not used to this. You know, mm-hmm. In commercial, a lot of the time there's no thought into aesthetics. It's about the right product for the job. So yeah, I'm very enthusiastic. I've always thought that there is an opportunity for residential integrators to work more in boardrooms. And I think this is just a continuation of that.
Very good. Julie, when dealers or integrators are looking at this, one of the things that Henry points out is that margins typically can be lower. Giles just pointed out that sometimes it can be a bit of a challenge to get in front of those either designers or architects or people that are designing these spaces and say, hey, you know, we really want to bring a bigger design focus to this. We want to pay more attention to the aesthetics of the space. Is that something that makes moving into this type of commercial harder for integrators? Is this something that they should be going after if the margins are smaller and you might be getting pushback or maybe you have a more open road, but there's more discussion there about what you're doing from an aesthetic standpoint?
It's a different business, whether there's a design focus or complete, you know, product utilitarian focus. And you know, integrators need to understand that they might, you know, these projects are not as relationship-based as their residential projects might be. There could be bidding and formalities that they might not be used to. But it also can, and even if the margins are smaller for certain technological electronics and technology products, there's also opportunities to bring in very, very expensive design elements like acoustical treatments, mm-hmm. which can be just absolutely stunning, as well as technological necessities. So there's really some costly design elements that can impact the space and bottom line as well.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.